Well, the Shrewsbury and Newport canals, we must remember the pluralisation there, is for a good reason, because they were built as two separate entities. The first was the Shrewsbury Canal, that was completed in 1782, although it was started in 1779, at the behest of the Duke of Sutherland, primarily to move his coal and limestone from what we now know as the Telford area, all the way into Shrewsbury, to where we now have the butter market. And it was then taken by wagon, largely, and distributed throughout the Shrewsbury area, but also onto barges to float down the River Severn, just about 180 yards away from where the canal terminated. It's special because it was built to take tub boats. These were rectangular wooden craft that were approximately 20 feet long, 6 feet wide, and about 2'6" deep. And of course, it was all horsepower back then, but these could contain up to 20 tons of cargo. And the amazing thing is to think of today that one horse could pull up to 10 of these things at once. So it was an incredibly efficient means of moving huge amounts of material. The only downside to that was that when Brindley produced his National Cross of canals, this was of a slightly wider width, particularly through the locks. So the then narrow boats that we all see and love these days, of course, couldn't get down what was then the Shrewsbury Canal without the locks being widened. And perhaps the other thing that makes it very special is that although it was built by other construction people at the time, the Duke of Sutherland had to get at the fag end of this, that wonderful chap, Mr. Thomas Telford, to sort out a few problems with it. And it was as a result of that that he then employed Telford to connect from Wapenshaw Junction on the Shrewsbury Canal out through Newport to what we now know as Norbury Junction, to connect into Brindley's Cross and indeed the rest of the canal network that was being built like crazy at the time. First of all, we all remember British waterways, but they actually ceased to exist on the 12th of July 2012 and morphed into what we now call the Canal and River Trust. And they are now a trust that's based largely on the National Trust model. So they're not fettered by central government anymore with their rules and regulations, and they're a free agent to operate from here on in. Prior to them forming, restorations of canals were not even on the agenda for British waterways because they had enough problems trying to maintain the 2,000 miles of inland waterways that they were responsible for at the time. So they now do have a restoration team. They've been part and parcel of a couple of successful canal restorations recently, perhaps the most recent of which is in our area, is the Droitwich. And all of the benefits that canals and their restoration bring, not only just to be able to move boats through them once more, but for a linear park that's reasonably flat and easy to walk or jog or cycle, or for people to fish, or for people to come and paint, or to just be in the countryside in a quiet place. But it's mainly the big advantage here for the Shrewsbury end is, of course, that it gives a safe cycle and walking path right the way into the centre of town. That would help people improve their health. It would get more cars off the road. It would help in the green agenda to really get things moving in that direction. Then, of course, you've got the flax mill, which is going to be a major attraction when it's up and running in a few years' time. And we've even talked about plans to have a trip boat from the centre of town to take people out to it, which would be a wonderful thing, to just replicate something like that wonderful piece of canal that's outside the NEC in Birmingham, where you've got a canal coach culture with all of the bridges, with all of the businesses that are along there. It's become a really thriving place. Moving out of town from there a little further into the Sundorne area, as most people that have walked down the towpath that's there know, we've got the canal is still there. It's mostly now just overgrown with reeds and bracken and a lot of trees that have got overhung into it. Our volunteers have been working very hard down there for the last couple of years, and we've actually sort of opened up a lot more of this, and we do intend to rewater that in due course. There's just over £1 billion in the March's LEP area, which is largely Shropshire, a little bit of Herefordshire, a small tinge of Staffordshire. Just over £1 billion for all sorts of good stuff, like canals. Canals and their restoration do tick a lot of the boxes. Now, we've got applications in for that money for various projects, and we're confident that we're certainly going to get some for Wapenshaw. We may also get some for work in Newport too, to connect the two ends of the canal that are already in water there. In the Shrewsbury end, we're now working that up along with Shropshire Council and the Canal and River Trust. So we're very hopeful that a lot of the money that we're going to need to do this work is going to be found from that.
There was a cottage in the Coal Wharf with the old canal used to come round, which would turn round the pontoon. Sam the Cutman lived there. That was his name. He had a big cart horse. He should bring that underneath the bridge, which is the castle. He was come the back of Canal Tavern, right? And he should pick us lads up every Good Friday. And we all used to go up to Warman Hill, through the canal. And he used to come straight down here, in the back of New Bar Close, under Factory Bridge, straight up past where Far Gardens are now, under the Comet Bridge, straight across that is the old canal which goes now to Telford, went straight through the back of Sundown, carry straight on. And Sam, the cutman, used to take us all the way up there. Now Sam would be on it, like he got some work to do up there or something, like, on the old canal. And the maintenance man he was, like. Yeah. He used to do all the edges, and because it was all done by hand in them days, like. Oh, he used to do all the edges, and in fact, the verges, grass verges, he used to keep it all clean.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute now, because I can remember now, just after the war, when the Italians and the German prisoners of war filled in the canal. Because when we was kids, used to push us up and down there in their trucks. So that'd be 48, perhaps 49.